Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on a lot of life's logistics, like planning and wellness, along with some fun things like skincare and reading. And overall, we just throw in a whole lot of life. Around here, we know that life is messy, but we're just doing our best to learn how to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today I am going first with some of my kids that I am going to have on the show. And we are going to be talking about how we are making this summer work. Something I've really realized about going into this summer is my kids are a lot older. You might have heard about that on a recent episode that Katie and I did together, where we kind of talked about how this summer is going to be different for each of us. Well, in this episode, I'm going to dive into a little bit more of what I am doing specifically with each of my kids to meet them where they're at, to try to cater to their interests a little bit, and to make this summer work well for all of us. Because we all know we've had those summers where we do our best to buy the best Brain Quest workbooks and think that we're gonna, you know, foster all of this structured learning time and make everything go off without a hitch. And I am coming at things from a different perspective this year. So we are going to dive into all of that today. But first, I want to chat with you guys for a second about the cohorts that I am running this summer and into the fall. We are well into, actually almost finished with our first cohort that I have ever done. These are Live Well Planned cohorts. So basically, if you're like, what the heck is a cohort, Mackenzie? Well, it's like a small group of ladies that I do private coaching with. We all meet together on Marco Polo. We have Trello boards that are customized to each of them and what their planning goals are. And these are a lot of ladies who are feeling overwhelmed by a lot of things in their lives. They've got too many things on their plate and they're trying to figure out how to narrow things down, how to get their priorities right. I mean, I know I feel like this a lot of times in my life where everything starts to have the same weight or the same importance. And it's really hard to know, well, what thing is the next right thing to do? Because everything feels like it is vying for my attention. And I have so many different irons in the fire and things on my plate and balls that I'm juggling and plates that I'm spinning and all of the ways that you can say it. It just starts to feel like a whole lot. And I found that this is the case for a lot of these ladies that I'm talking about. And for me, I realized sometimes it took a friend coming alongside me and saying, hey, you don't need to do all the things, you just need to do one thing, and this thing seems to be like it's the most important thing. And man, when you have someone who can come alongside you and look at it from that third party perspective, even though I'm a planner, I am a hardcore planner, I love planning, I love breaking things down, I can even start to miss what it is that is the most important thing, and it can all start to be too overwhelming. So I have created this program with a curriculum to walk ladies through this process of breaking down all of the things in the big picture into a manageable, workable plan that they can utilize in their lives. So we walk through creating routines, we look at their schedule, how much time they are actually working with, and we try to make a reasonable and realistic, actionable map for them to be walking through. I teach them the skills that they can utilize every single week to be able to plan the next week in a way that is actually doable and workable for their lives. And on top of it, they are getting the community of being with these other ladies in the cohort and being able to feed off of each other and give each other accountability and encouragement and ideas. And it has been such a life-giving, amazing opportunity. So if that sounds like something that you feel like would be really helpful to you, then I would highly suggest that you go over to mackenziecoppa.com/cohort, where you can get all of the details of what is involved in the cohort and more of the breakdown of what it is. And that's also where you can apply to become a part of it. I currently have openings in August and September. So get your applications in because they do fill up fast. And we have some new mini cohorts that I am going going to be starting in the middle of July that are just for planning for back to school. So these are going to be 2 week long cohorts where I walk you through all of the logistics of getting planned for back to school. Everything from figuring out your calendar and your back to school routines, to getting all the supplies you need, to getting your car ready, to thinking about meal planning, all of the different little pieces that will help you to feel more on top of this school year than you have ever felt before that first day comes, so you can not feel frazzled and you can actually be able to walk through your day and all of your after school activities without feeling like it is just too much and all of a sudden the world is crashing down when school starts. So if that is something you are interested in, those cohorts, again, start in the middle of July, but they are going to be filling up quickly as well. So get your name in there on the application, and I will be in touch with you soon. But for right now, let's get into this episode, which is all about summer. Okay, so as I kind of already mentioned, I knew that this summer was going to look different, first of all, but it also needed to look different because a lot of the things that I have tried to do in the past either haven't worked, like those BrainQuest workbooks that I already mentioned, or it's just been too much to try to juggle with trying to work at the same time. But also, I have older kids this year, and there are different things that they are interested in doing and also different things that they are able to do. So I'm just going to kind of walk through all of my children and tell you kind of what I'm planning with them, and then you are going to hear from a couple of them as well. Okay, so first of all, the littlest one is currently 7 years old, 7 and a half, Eliana. So she's right at that age where she can actually be more legitimately helpful. I remember hearing years and years and years ago at a homeschool conference that seven seems to be that age when they can actually like perform jobs that you give them. So they are actually more helpful, you know, when they're little and you try to give them chores, but you're really still having to do a lot of it alongside of them, and they can't follow directions as well or learn how to do things well. Well, at seven, they really do have that capability to be able to kind of take off on their own. However, something that I have been noticing, especially towards the end of this school year, was like, I remember when my oldest was seven and he did a lot. I mean, he was the oldest, but he was very capable of doing a lot of things. I mean, he had a lot of younger siblings and all of that, but he had quite a bit of responsibility. This little one that I've got right now is definitely the baby of the family. She's kind of, you know, slid by without having to do a whole heck of a lot. She has definitely become the messiest child. Well, I should say she kind of holds that title jointly with her 13-year-old brother. But with our crazy parenting plan and all of that, she is here generally more than he is. And she really kind of has been leaving a wake behind her of all of her things and snacks and whatnot. And this has started to become very apparent, especially in the bedroom that she shares with her sister, that one side of it looks fairly distinctly different from the other side. And I've really realized, like, okay, all right, sister, it is time that you need to, you know, start contributing a little bit more. You are not a baby. You are very capable. You're going into second grade. And so we need to get on top of a little bit of that. So the first weekend that they were gone after school released for the summer, I went through and I got the whole house together. I mean, it was not like I'd brought in a professional cleaner or something, but I really went through and made the house look pretty nice. Things are generally fairly well put away and organized. I even did the girls' room, and now is the time for me to really get on top of her, make sure daily that she is getting things put away, that her room is staying clean, that she is cleaning up after herself, because I cannot go into another school year where she is leaving the kind of wake behind her that she has been at the end of this school year. We are going to get on top of those chores. She is going to have a lot more responsibility around the house, and that is going to be kind of like the number one way that she can contribute, because a lot of her other older siblings are doing other things to be helpful around the house and with business, and they've got a lot of things going on. But this is going to be kind of her realm this summer. In fact, I'm going to kind of give her some responsibility there, like, hey, you're sort of in charge of this, and I want you to keep some other people in line because I think that when I put her in charge, then she really takes to that because she doesn't get to be the one in charge very often. And she enjoys bossing people around just like anybody else. So I am going to put a little bit of that into her hands this summer with the hopes that she is going to run with it. I mean, I know that I have to be on top of her too. I think that's another part of it is the reason that she has been able to leave this wake has definitely been because I have just let it slide because I have had so many other things on my plate, so many other things that I have been trying to deal with or feeling overwhelmed by that it's just been like, yeah, whatever, I'll clean it up or I will deal with it or I don't want to have to argue with a 7-year-old. Well, now is the time that I need to argue with a 7-year-old, that I need to make sure that I am staying on top of the situation and I'm not letting it slide. Not that I'm going to do it for her, but that I make sure to have her contributing in that way. That when I see at the end of the day that the room isn't picked up, that I don't just throw in the towel and be like, but I just want you to go to bed. But we actually do that follow through of, no, you need to get this picked up. We're not going to let this slide. And so that's on me. That's on me having to make sure that I'm staying on top of these things. And I know that that's really important. But it's not going to be all work and no play for her this summer. We are scheduling more play dates this summer than she has had in the past because she's kind of at that age where they're not just like periphery friends, but she's made like actual, real, full-on friendships in school this year. And so we're going to try to cater to a few more of those this summer, do more play dates and that kind of thing, which I know that she's going to really appreciate. She is very social and she's going to thrive off of. But we've also enrolled her in a class this summer to be helping her with her reading. So that is the number one thing that I see from this past couple of years with the pandemic and the craziness of school that she has really struggled with and that she needs a little bit more help with. And I want to make sure that we give her a leg up before she starts second grade. So we are going to take a little bit of time every day to be working on sight words. Now, I'm not going to get crazy with this. I'm not going and buying a new curriculum and, you know, trying to pretend like I'm homeschooling again or something. I just want to give her a little bit of an advantage. So I am going to be working with her on some of these sight words. We're just going to take a few that we're going to really master. I think we're going to do maybe like 4 or 5 at a time that she really, really, really gets down before we move on to new words. We're going to post cards around the house. I'm maybe going to have her like paint the word, just like color it, do something to engage with these words more so she really, really gets them into her heart and her soul and her mind and she masters them. I'm going to have her older sister work with her on them every day and we're just going to help her in that way. She also has access to Lexia, which is a program that her school uses throughout the school year, and they are supposed to meet certain mile markers by certain points in the school year. And because she still has access to that over this summer, we are going to continue having her work on that every day. She's going to be doing about 30 minutes of that every day to be continuing with that goal. So hopefully by fall, she is a little bit more where she needs to be and she can just feel more confident in that way. I am not concerned with having her be the top of the class or, you know, feeling like she has to be the best at it. I want her to have the confidence that she doesn't feel behind. And so I just want to do these things to make sure I'm staying on top of it. I'm having her do the Lexia and working with her on the sight words. And then she's also going to be taking an online course that's going to start about halfway through the summer where she's getting some like private tutoring to help with her reading and her sight words and all of that as well. She's doing pretty well in math and all of those different subjects. I just want to give her a little bit of a boost in this area. So we're really going to be focusing on that. And it's not going to be like, here, do this workbook. I know that I'm going to have to be a little bit more hands-on, but I also know that her sister wants to help her out too. and I can turn to Emerson to be helping out Eliana, and that's really helpful as well. So that also gives Emmy a little bit of responsibility and something to be helping with around the house this year too. So speaking of Emerson, let's move on to what she is doing for the summer. As I already mentioned, she's going to be helping out her sister, and Emerson is like my mini-me. You will definitely hear that, I think, in the little clip of an interview that I have with her today. But she loves planning almost as much as I do. This girl is a planner after my own heart. And I can actually say to her, like, hey, will you develop a plan for Eliana's sight words to be going over them with her every day? And she will do it. And she will thrive on it. She will like map the whole thing out and be like, this is how we should do it. And this is what we're going to do. And she actually really takes off in that way. And it has been so helpful to me to be able to say, hey, could you figure out what your guys' morning routine is going to be? And she will actually plan out a routine that is very reasonable and efficient and will work well. And because she is the one who is figuring out what she needs to do in the morning or how to help her sister in the morning or whatever it is, she actually follows through with it more because she was the one who did it. She is a much bigger fan of doing that herself and figuring out how it's going to work well for her and how to put it into place than she is of me saying, hey, I want you to do such and such and such and such in this order. Now, she likes to have me kind of come alongside her and give her some suggestions or help her to think about things that she might not otherwise think about. But she really likes to have that ownership over it to be able to figure out what is going to work best for her. And I think that's a great skill. I think that that is going to serve her well far into her life as she's able to manage her time and to know her own personality and what is going to work well for her. Also, instead of doing some sort of workbook learning or something like that this year, I decided that I really wanted her to just focus on reading as well, not because she's struggling with it. She actually does very well with reading, but I want her to fall even more in love with reading this summer. She got a Kindle for Christmas this past year, and I want her to get lost in books. This is really the first summer where she truly has that like full-on ability to read like real legit novels and get lost in them. And that is what I've told her I want her to do for this summer. As far as learning is concerned, I want her to dive into her reading life. So that's some of the stuff that we are trying to incorporate into both of the girls' mornings. I'm trying to have them not be on screens as much as possible in the morning, although we're kind of trying to be flexible with that and figuring out what's going to work well with me working in the morning and them needing to be quiet and that sort of thing. But one of the big things that she is going to be doing with her free time this summer is trying to make it through a lot of books. As you will hear in my interview with her, she set a reading goal for this year, which she's actually doing really well on so far. But I want this to be a summer where it doesn't feel like it's oppressive, the reading, or it's necessarily assigned reading, but there are things that she really wants to dive into, books that she really falls in love with. She can't just keep reading Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, over and over and over again. I want to broaden her horizons, even though that was the book that made me fall in love with reading too, and it's really done that for her this past year. I want her to have just like more exposure to a lot of different kinds of books so that she can really figure out what books she just loves getting caught up in. So we are really trying to dial in her TBR list, which she loves to sit down and plan with me and figure out what books she wants to try out and read this summer. And I think that she is really just going to be able to take off with it and enjoy reading so much. We have plans, you know, if she gets up in the morning and I am taking my time maybe out on the back patio or whatever to be reading myself, that she's going to come out there with me and we're both just going to be reading and we're going to have that culture of reading be really prevalent in our home throughout this summer. So I think that's really fun. And it's also fun because I'm getting a lot of one-on-two time with the girls this summer. As you will be hearing, Roman has a very full summer and Judah is also not around a lot. He's with his dad a lot and doing things over in that realm. That is leaving the girls and I to have a lot of girl days and girl evenings. And so we are really trying to kind of take advantage of that and enjoy this girl time, which will be much more our lives in just 3 short years when Roman is out of the house and it's just going to be us a lot of the time. And so this is a little bit of a snapshot of that, I think. And we're trying to really dive into that. There's a lot of nail painting. There's a lot of figuring out, well, what do the three of us like to eat? Because it is different when boys are involved and you feel like you've got to have more meat and, like, you know, all of that kind of thing. And when it's just the three of us, we really have like a totally different palate and a different menu. And so we've been able to do a little bit more of that this summer. And I think that is going to continue as Roman continues to be busy and doing all of the things that he is going to be doing, which we will get to in a few minutes when I have my interview with him. But first, before I move on into the boys, we're going to go ahead and put in right here my interview with Emerson. Welcome to the podcast, Emerson.
Thank you for having me here.
I am excited to chat with you today because we realized over the many quarantines that you had this year, there were often not, well, one of them was because of you, one of them was because of a sibling, and you would just be home for these extended periods of time, and you were fine, but you were home, and you were bored because they really didn't send you homework home. You were so far ahead that they were like, yeah, she doesn't have to do anything. So we were like, okay, how do I keep you busy? And we realized that you could actually be pretty useful to my business, didn't we?
Yeah.
So what were some of the things that you worked on over quarantine this year that now we are carrying over into the summer now that you are back home?
Some of the things I worked on in quarantine was websites, and in the websites, I copied down most of your planning stuff.
Yeah, you would, like, interpret my notes. You were basically my right-hand gal. Yeah. Like, yeah, I would write everything on post-it notes, like just my ideas and everything, and then you would copy it over into an actual plan. Like, if I scribbled down ideas for this is what I want to be in the weekly rundown for Patreon, you would type it into the computer for me so that I didn't have to do that. Or you, like, today, one of the things we had you working on was linking things. Like, I needed all of our videos from Patreon copied over onto one page and linked over to where people could watch them. And I can just, like, give you the basic idea of how to do it, and then you run with it, which is so awesome. And then you also, like, get me coffee and stuff, which I also really appreciate. So what do you like about working with me?
I like that, like, anything that I'm doing for you, it's also organized. I like to be organized, and so when you, like, when I'm linking stuff, it's, I can always, like, I know how to do it, and it's all in these sections that are organized, and so I like that it's organized. It's neat, and I like that it's just, I get to learn something new.
Yeah, I mean, you've done stuff with my newsletters, you've done things with our Patreon page. Now you're working more with the website. I'm hoping to get you in there and doing more stuff where you're actually, like, linking things for me or helping with creating graphics or, like, uploading to social media and stuff like that. Stuff like dealing with Pinterest. And I already can tell, like, you're picking up on things so quickly that I think you will be able to take off and do some of that on your own, which is so helpful to me. Do you enjoy doing it?
Yeah, I think that it not only, like, it's good to have a distraction. I like that it, like, I'm focused on one thing and nothing else is distracting me. But it's also good to just, like, sit there by yourself and just, like, it feels good to get done what needs to be done.
Yeah, you're, like, being productive.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, and it's something you're actually able to help with and learn about and kind of, like, learn some new skills and stuff.
Yeah.
And you were saying you really love to be organized. So what is your favorite? I know, you guys, she's only almost 10, but she literally has a favorite online planning tool. What is your favorite online planning tool, Emerson?
Trello.
You're so my daughter. So what do you like to do with Trello?
I make daily routines and morning routines and nighttime routines and just like play around and organize stuff, plan.
So for fun, you enjoy planning and organizing?
Yeah.
You're so my daughter. And what did you say you also really like once you've done something? What do you like about it?
That you get what's done?
No. You like the recognition
for getting it. I like the credit.
Yeah. Which is also such a three thing to say. But I think it's really funny. So you like to get it done and then you like people to know
yes.
that you're the one who did it.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you have been incredibly helpful so far and I can't wait to see like how much more you're able to take on this summer to help me. But I do worry that then I'm going to get to the fall and be like, I lost my assistant. What am I going to do? How do I do all of this without her?
Well, you can't always have the best.
So do you have anything else that you want to tell us about that you're hoping to do this summer or you're looking forward to about this summer?
I am looking forward to becoming a better swimmer and blasting off in my reading goal.
Oh, you have a reading goal. When did you start your reading goal?
I started it at the beginning of the year.
And what are you tracking it in?
I'm tracking it in Goodreads.
Yes. And how many books do you want to read this year?
15.
And what are some of the books on your list for the summer? Do you know the names of them? We're still working on it, but...
I know three of them that I want to finish. I have The Black Hole Lane. I have the one that I want to start and finish, which is The Legacy of the Inventor, I think. And I also want to start and finish reading Ramona and Beezus.
Ah, yes. That's a great one. Beverly Cleary. Well, I think it's going to be a really fun summer. I appreciate your help. I'm happy to put you to work. And I hope you're looking forward to it, too.
Yes, I am very much.
Because you like those lists and those plans.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I'll see you at dinner.
I'll see you in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Go give me some coffee.
Okay. Where's the cold brew?
Ladies, those hormones, they can really feel like they're out to get you sometimes, right? I mean, we're always dealing with them changing, whether it's PMS or premenopause or menopause or just, you know, the normal things that happen throughout the month. It can sometimes feel a little defeating to not really be able to do a whole lot about it naturally. Well, Bonafide is here to change all of that because Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany these hormonal fluctuations that we deal with because every woman deserves relief without compromise. So they provide naturally powerful remedies to safely treat these natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives from PMS to menopause and everything else along the way. In fact, one of their brand new products, Sylvessa, is here to help with the effects that happen on our skin and hair. Now, you know, I really like me some good skincare. And so Sylvessa helps me to keep that supple young glow, helps my skin to stay hydrated and my hair to stay thick and full and healthy because they have created the first comprehensive system designed to restore and protect hair and skin affected by estrogen decline. And they do it from the inside out. You take a daily capsule and use their hair serum and their skin serum, and you will notice dramatic results. I have been using this lately. I absolutely love it. My skin feels amazing afterward. My hair feels like it's glowing. You really have got to give it a try. If you are feeling those effects towards, you know, those premenopausal symptoms, I think you're really going to like Sylvessa. But they've got products out there for all the other hormonal things that you might be dealing with. So you're going to want to check out Bonafide. They're effective, they're naturally sourced, clinically validated, they have safety and quality as their top concerns. They're recommended by over 8,300 doctors, and over 333,000 women have felt the effects and benefits. benefits of Bonafide. So give Bonafide a try today. There's no hormones and no prescription required. It's just real relief without the compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com/livewell and use the promo code LIVEWELL. That's hellobonafide.com/livewell and code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL to get our special offer. And for the best prices and free shipping, you're going to want to go to the hellobonafide.com/livewell website. This is a special offer just for LiveWell listeners, so check it out and use the promo code LIVEWELL today. All right, ladies, before we jump back into the rest of the episode, I do want to make a little plug for Plan to Eat. You guys know that I love Plan to Eat. I not only love the software, which is incredible, their app, everything about it is just awesome, but I also love the people behind it. Can I just plug Ronnie and Riley for a minute? Because I work with them all the time. They are awesome. They are so in tune with their audience, with the people who are using Plan to Eat. They really want to know what works well for people, how they can help people. I have been so inspired by their level of customer service and the way that they really try to make the best product that they can, and they help to get it into the hands of people who are really going to be able to utilize it and give them the tips to work well with Plan to Eat. I mean, they alone are just so awesome, and you should go and become a part of Plan to Eat just so you can work with all of the different amazing people who are behind this product, because it is so good. So what is Plan to Eat? Well, it is the meal planning software that I have used for 7.5, almost 8 years now. It is so good because they've literally thought of everything. Once you get your meals in there, which are the recipes that your family already knows and loves, you can put them in by hand. You can just copy a link and it will auto-populate everything right into the Plan to Eat software. So the pictures and everything will go right in there, which I absolutely love. That is how I do it a lot of times when I'm looking for new recipes. I'll go to like a favorite website that I love, like Half Baked Harvest, and I'll quickly go through a whole bunch of recipes and add like 5 in 5 minutes. It is that simple. So that's the most work you're ever going to do though with Plan to Eat, is just getting your recipes in there. Once they are in there, they're there forever. And all you have to do when you are planning out your meals for the week is drag and drop them onto your calendar. Then one of my favorite features is once you figure that out, kind of a plan that works well for your life, I usually will base it on like what kind of meals as far as time preparation do I need to put on every day of the week. So if I know that we have activities on Monday and Thursday, I'm going to maybe have those be crockpot meals. And I'm going to figure out kind of that pattern that I need for every week. Once I plan out a few weeks according to that pattern, I can make menus of those things within Plan to Eat. And then I don't have to keep replanning every single week. I can drag one of those entire menus over and drop it on my calendar, and it will put everything in there so that that's just figured out. I don't have to reuse that energy every time that I need to plan. It makes things so simple. And then I love that it's got my shopping list in there. It puts everything into the store's list that I normally buy those products at, which in and of itself is just so smart and helpful. But I also am able to always have my shopping list with me because it's in the app. So there's no more forgetting your shopping list at home. A lot of times I will even put in other errands that I have right into my shopping list, so everything is in one place. I'm not juggling different pieces of paper and different apps trying to find everything from every different store that I need. I can have it all just in one spot. And those are just the tip of the iceberg as far as all of the different features that Plan to Eat has. I love how I can really easily change the number of servings I need for a recipe. So if I'm having people over or I want to have more leftovers, I can just go in there, change the servings, and it will automatically update the recipe. It will update my shopping list. Everything has been thought of. I'm serious. So if you want to try out Plan to Eat, their subscription service, you can get it for $4.95 a month or $39 a year. But if you are a Live Well Anyway listener, you can try it for 60 days for free. I mean, that's going to get you through the majority of the summer. Now is the perfect time to be doing this because you can be getting all of your recipes in there and everything dialed in before the school year even comes. It's the perfect time to be getting yourself set up and really get your teeth sunk into this meal planning software before life gets crazy again. So go to planteat.com/livewell, and that's how you can get that 60 days for free. You don't even have to put in a credit card. You just get to fully try out this software and see how amazing it is. You're not going to want to go back once you finally get in there and do it. Join me this summer. I'm going to be creating menus. You will automatically go to a page where you can become my friend and we can share menus and ideas and all of that kind of thing when you go to planteat.com/livewell. It's so well set up. Give it a try. Let me know what you think and if you have any questions, and send my love out to the Plan to Eat people because they're my absolute favorite. So again, you can get that 60 days free by going to planteat.com/livewell. Okay, but now I will jump off of my planning soapbox for a second, even though it is one of my very favorite topics to talk about. And let's talk about what I am doing with my 13-year-old this summer. Now, I will fully admit, out of all of my kids, he is the hardest one for me to keep busy because he's really an outdoorsy guy. He likes to be out in the country. And that is not the life that we lead here in the city. And I don't have a lot of the opportunities for him that I wish that I did have. Although I am going to be putting him to work with a few bigger projects this year, like helping me clean out the garage, because I know that we will have to go to the dump. And he is that kind of guy who will still thrive at 13 on like going to the dump and doing that kind of like hard, manly kind of work. He also really enjoys playing sports and he likes getting outside and doing hikes and that kind of thing. So I think that we are going to be doing a lot of walks at the park where I will be walking and he will be riding his skateboard. We're hoping to go on a few day hikes. I think we're going to go see a couple of movies. And all in all, I'm hoping that he's going to get creative this year and come up with a few hobby ideas that he can be doing during the day while I still have to work. But we are continuing to work on those ideas and figuring out things for him, possibly getting him into some sports camps. But you know, things are expensive. And so we are just trying to figure out what we can do kind of within our means, but also be able to keep him busy. He's really a guy that thrives off of knowing what's coming next and having a schedule. And so when he is here with me for like extended periods of time this summer, we're really going to be sitting down and trying to kind of map that out together and figure out what is going to work well to keep him busy, especially while I'm working, so that he doesn't just get completely bored. Because what he really wants to be doing is being out, like, you know, fishing and stuff like that. And I don't have a boat or that kind of ability. So we are going to have to get a little bit creative about what he is doing this summer. And that is a work in progress, but we are going to do our best to make that happen. One thing I will say that I think is going to be really helpful for him this summer, and I think that Emerson will probably be doing a little bit of this as well, and possibly even Roman, is utilizing Skillshare. So we went ahead and got a subscription to Skillshare this year because I was finding so many classes that were really helpful for me as I got my new iPad and I was working on learning some different things on there, and I still am. Things that have really turned into not only helpful information for me to be learning for utilizing my iPad well to be doing things with the podcast and with YouTube and just, you know, utilizing it in general, but also a lot of creative classes. I've been learning Procreate, and it's been a great way for me to exercise some of those creative muscles and kind of have a new hobby. It's been a lot of fun, but my kids have also really enjoyed doing that, learning how to use Procreate as well and taking some different classes on there. And so I think one of the things that when Judah and I sit down to really map out his time for when he's at my house, we will probably be figuring out what Skillshare classes he is going to be taking this summer, because I think that is something that will help him to be focused. But also, there are so many different classes on there. I mean, I think it's upward of 50,000 or something. They've got them on all kinds of different topics. So whether he is doing Procreate or he is actually, you know, like painting something on actual paper, or maybe he's going to build something, they have video classes that I think Roman's going to take, and they have so many different opportunities. Emerson has even been honing her skills with Procreate and learning some different drawing and calligraphy techniques that she's been having a lot of fun with. And once you have the subscription, you could just have access to all of these different classes. So it has been such an amazing outlet for our whole family to be able to be using. Because I have loved it so much, I actually reached out to Skillshare and decided to become an affiliate because I love what they have to offer. We have been legitimately using it, and I wanted you guys to have the opportunity to do that as well if it's something that you're interested in for yourself or your family. So if you go to mackenziekoppa.com/Skillshare, you can get 7 days free to get in there, really sink your teeth into it, try it out, see all the different things that they have to offer. There's a lot of cool things where you can actually like save certain classes that you want to take in the future. They're really great about giving you suggestions based on your interests. It's just really fun how they have the whole platform set up. All of the classes are really interactive. You actually get to like submit your projects for the teacher to look at and other people in the classes to comment on and like have actual accountability and people who are interested in what you're doing and community. So there's just a lot of cool different aspects about it. So again, if you go to mackenziekoppa.com/Skillshare, it will take you right to that website where it will give you the 7 days free. And then if you decide to go ahead and get a subscription, you can get 30% off an annual subscription by using the code annual30AFF. So again, mackenziekoppa.com/Skillshare. And then if you use the code annual30AFF, and we will have all of these links in the show notes and all that kind of thing, you can get 30% off a whole year subscription and be able to utilize these classes all year long, full access. It's so much fun. You guys have really got to go try it because there's so much more there than I ever thought possible. And from really big people, like huge YouTubers that my son loves have classes on there, and these illustrators that I have admired their work. I even have some of their books, and now getting to like get in there and actually hear them teaching these classes. It's been so much fun. A lady who I even bought a class from separately from Skillshare earlier this year that was all about painting and like art journaling. She has classes right on Skillshare. And so to be able to be paying almost as much as I did for that one course for the whole year and being able to get classes from all of these different people has just been so much fun. We are absolutely loving it. So mackenziekoppa.com/Skillshare, get that 7 days free, and then use the code annual30AFF to get 30% off a year-long subscription. At the price that it is, even if you only used it for the summer, it would be totally worth it because it can help keep your kids busy and also help you to maybe have some new hobbies and be taking care of yourself in a creative and fun way. Okay, now on to Roman. Roman is 16 this year. He doesn't have his license yet, although he is taking driver's ed this summer, which is going to take up a lot of our time. And we are really giving him some freedom this summer in ways that he hasn't had before. But I really was thinking about it, and I was thinking, you know, I did have my license when I was 16, and that summer was so different for me and so much fun and so much freedom. And just because he didn't have his license yet, I didn't want that feeling of kind of like stepping into this next part of becoming a man to be missing for him this summer. So we have gotten him a free student bus pass, and he is learning the bus system. He has done this a little bit throughout this year. My dad is actually a bus driver, which definitely really helps because he can help him figure out what routes he needs to take and which buses he needs to get on and all of that kind of thing. But aside from my mother freaking out about the people who are on the bus and how she's, you know, scared for Roman's life, we've had to say he is 16. He is buff. He has been working out at the gym and he can handle himself. And I want him to have this kind of freedom. So he has a lot of different things that we have going on for him this summer. But why don't we just hear from him and get into this little conversation that I had with him about the summer, what he's hoping to do, what he's trying to do, and everything that he has on his plate as he has a little bit of this newfound freedom. Welcome, Roman.
Hello.
I am so excited to have you on the podcast today because we've been collaborating on a lot more work, I feel like, lately.
This is true, yeah.
We talk about a lot more things because we have a lot more in common as far as our work goes.
Yeah.
In fact, recently, what did your mom do for you?
You gave me a shout out on Instagram and got me yes, over 200 subscribers on YouTube. So
well, you already had
this
quite
is true,
a few.
This is true.
But we got you over that 200 hump, which was really excited. Really exciting. You'd been working on it for a long time, and
yeah,
it was my way of saying thank you because you helped me out so much one weekend when I was sick, and you were awesome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, but you have a lot going on this summer. You're 16.
This is true.
And so we are kind of coming out this summer differently than we ever have before.
This is also very true.
Yeah, you have a lot more freedom.
Yeah, the very first day of break, I spent the night at Ben's.
Yeah, which was pretty awesome. But the crazier thing about it, so Ben is his best friend. You guys hear Katie on the show all the time. It's Katie's 16-year-old son, or one of her 16-year-old sons.
Yeah.
And the difference, though, usually in the past, it's you guys have always relied on us to get you to each other. But this time, you did it.
Yeah.
What did you do?
So I took a total of 3 buses to get to Ben's house. I took one from our house to the main place where they have all the buses. It's called the Plaza.
How was that? Were there crazies?
I didn't really see too many crazies. There was just a couple of characters that looked a little odd, but
yeah.
nothing too weird.
Nana's been very worried. But
nothing I couldn't handle, though.
Yes, yeah. You're very buff.
Appreciate it. Then after that, I went on a bus and I went to this other stop that was pretty close to Ben's house. I don't remember the name of it, but there was, that's like where 6 buses or so will wait and then take a break and then they'll take off to go to their next spot. And I took a bus from there to the last stop, which wasn't a bus stop where all the buses stay, but it was like a bus stop, just normally.
Just like on the road, yeah.
Yeah, and that was like surprisingly close to his house, like a block away. So I took that, and then I told Ben so that he could like, I guess, like come to me or something. And
I didn't know that.
Because I knew where I was, but I wanted to make sure I knew where I was.
Yeah.
So I like called him, and so he like got on the phone, and then he got on his bike, and he rode down to me, and I could see him, and then he could see me, and we waved to each other, like, yo, what's up? Oh my gosh, you're so close. And I was like, oh my goodness, no way. And he was like, yo, dude, this is crazy. And I was like, I know, right? Like, and I went to his house, and we spent the night.
Yeah, you had planned on coming back last night.
Yeah, we didn't even plan on spending the night.
But it just worked out. Yeah. You'd taken extra clothes because with the whole thing with you going out there, which I should say, you did ride the bus a little bit during the year, but you weren't having to like switch buses and really, I mean, he lives 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
So it was like a task of being able to know when to ring the bell to get off the bus at the right spot. And, you know, but I feel like you've got it down.
Yeah. I have it pretty memorized now.
Yeah. But so you had a little bit of experience, but it was still like a way bigger undertaking than it has been before. But while we wanted you to have the freedom to just be able to go out and see your best friend, and, you know, when I was 16, I had my license that summer, and you're taking driver's ed later this year, but I still wanted you to have freedom, what I did. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like this is kind of giving you that ability, and then once you get out there, you guys are just, like, biking all over town,
right? We biked so far. We went to, like, Fred Meyer. We went to the gym with our bikes from their house.
Then which was a big part of you going out there is that you guys are going to go to the gym together this summer. Mm-hmm. You were in fitness during the school year and really wanted to carry that over because you made a lot of gains this last semester.
Yeah.
So you wanted to carry that over, right?
And the crazy part was that going to the gym wasn't even the workout. It was the riding the bikes. I didn't realize how much we actually rode until like that day.
Yeah.
So
it was a lot. You guys really covered some ground.
We did. It was crazy. Not as much as we have before, but this was definitely, I felt it.
Yeah. But what else are you going to be doing together when you go out to visit him this summer?
So the plan is to create this company where we go to old folks' communities and basically work for whatever we can. We're going to try and, like, what is the word I'm looking for?
Like divide and conquer?
No. Like advertise.
Oh.
We're going to try and advertise that we will work and do anything for money, basically.
Like handyman things,
stuff, like
organizing, helping them clean stuff,
light bulbs, fixing, changing.
Yeah.
Painting, I don't know.
Pulling weeds or, you know, whatever it is that they might need help with that they can't really do on their own, climbing ladders mm-hmm. and whatever to just like help out these communities. Ben's grandma lives in one of these retirement mm-hmm. villages. And so we thought, well, we'll give it a whirl because neither of you are really able to have normal jobs.
Yeah, this is true.
This summer with the schedules you guys both have with you, with the parenting plan that we have and the different weeks that you're here and you're not here. Yeah. And we needed something to be flexible and he really needed something to be flexible too because his mom needs him to help with her business and mm-hmm. different things. So we felt like this was a really good opportunity for you guys to still be getting out there, to be filling your days, to be a little entrepreneurial, to help out some old folks. I feel like it's just like hitting on a lot of different levels. And you guys are like the best guys ever to be working with old people.
This is the best time, I think.
Well, and you guys are both just like these really like kind, sweet 16-year-olds. Like, I just feel like you guys are really a unique pairing.
Thank you.
And you're pretty awesome. Thank you.
Ben is definitely, he's going to carry in this company, I think. At least with the communication side.
You do?
Probably a little bit. I think they'll think he's a little less edgy.
Well, this is true. Yes, I think that like on first meeting you guys, because he's very clean cut.
This is true.
And you are more artsy. You
this
are
is also true.
A drummer. You have long hair. You dress in a way that is a little bit more artsy.
I don't know what that's supposed
well,
to mean.
Well,
like
for instance, right now you're wearing a pink flamingo tank top.
Well, and this is for occasion.
But you're wearing pink shorts with chameleons on them.
Okay.
And you just have a very distinct style that you rock and you own it. But for older folks, it may be a little like, what is this guy doing? But then I feel like once they get to know you, they'll be like, oh, he's so sweet and nice and helpful. And
hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah, I think so. I think Ben will help get you in the door. But yeah. Then I think they're going to love both of you.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. But what is the other stuff that you are going to be working on this summer? We kind of already hit on it. But
well, as of 2 weeks before the end of school, I became the film club president. And so I need to think up of a bunch of ideas of stuff we can do for the school and like make videos for the school. And I'm also going to be working a lot with my own YouTube channel and I'm going to try and like perfect it this summer. And I'm going to have a lot of really cool content, a lot of really nice edits in there. And I'm going to like work on my content and my channel, but I'm also going to try and build the storyline of me and Ben's channel and TV show. So I'm going to try and perfect both of those and hopefully get up to 1,000 subscribers. That's the end goal, but we just got to see.
Yeah, just keep grinding on it. And what is some of the stuff that you do on your own channel? Like what kind of videos can people expect?
So as of recently, I've posted a few videos about tech, a little bit about like good peripherals, which is like keyboard and mouse, to be able to buy if you're going to like go into gaming per se. And then I'm also going to do more with like computers and PCs on like good specs to buy and how to build one and stuff like that. So that you have a little bit more knowledge about what you're going to do before you buy things. Mm-hmm. But I also am trying to be a more consistent Fortnite montage editor. And I'm actually competing in a Fortnite montage contest that two YouTubers decided to make about a month ago. And whoever get the top three people that win in that will get shoutouts from both channels. So that would definitely help my YouTube career if I could get shoutouts. But I have to be able to make a good enough montage for it first.
Yeah. So. And you do that. I mean, I know that sounds probably like gibberish to a lot of people who are listening. Like, what the heck is that? But he goes into the game and he takes out all these like cinematic clips and he edits them all together and he adds effects to them and he puts music and sound effects and all this stuff. So it looks sort of like a movie when yeah. you're watching it.
Like the funny thing is, so last night when I was at Katie's, I told Ash that I had been making a montage and I said that it's been taking me around 6 hours per montage to make a 1 minute, 2 minute video. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that doesn't make much sense. That's a little obsessive. And then I show him what I've been working on for the contest and the amount of detail that I go into, like I have to add like keyframes and that means like you have to save something to a certain spot and then change it and then resave it. And then I also like add zoom in and I speed up the clip and slow it down to the beat of the music. And I have to put markers on the music to see where I'm going to have the video go in and out. And it's a very long process, like especially with effects and masking. And in the end, it's all worth it as long as it turned out the way I hope. But it takes a lot of time to make these. So
yeah, you put a ton of effort into it. And I love, though, that you're honing those skills, because that's another thing that you are going to start offering this summer.
This is true. I make a Fiverr account and a
Upwork.
Upwork account, yes. You're able to, like, advertise different amounts of
editing. For jobs editing. That yeah, you're jobs, like, offering. There's all kinds of different jobs on Fiverr and Upwork, yeah. But you're going to start offering to edit for people. Yeah. And they can go to your YouTube channel to be able to see what you're capable of. But you really have, like, honed in your skills. You're using DaVinci Resolve. You've really learned how to do it to the point where you can start editing for other gamers who want to have a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Or really, you've edited my stuff before. Mm-hmm. I think you've gotten such a technical ability that now you're able to edit just, like, very normal things like what I do pretty easily.
And I can edit it because I've also learned stuff from other YouTubers. That's one of the things I do is I go to, like, professional channels and I look. They tell you, like, how they do certain things and, like, cool transitions that are, like pleasing to the eyes, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't ever edited your videos on, like, my PC.
Yeah.
I've always done it on my phone. So it's, like, much lower quality edits compared to what I can do now.
Yeah.
So.
And just your skill level has gone up so much.
Tremendously.
And for you, editing stuff like mine, it's, like, super fast. And
yeah, it's
so
pretty simple.
You can do turnaround times and make thumbnails and, like, all of those kinds of different things. So anybody out there who's interested in having a really awesome editor, he is available.
And hopefully through the summer, I can even make even more high quality stuff because I'm planning on building the PC.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, that will definitely help.
Yeah, that'll make a big leap in what you're able to offer and how quickly you can get things turned around to
quickly
people.
And quality.
But I think that you're able to, we've taken a summer that we felt like, we really wanted you to be able to get a job. We really wanted you to be driving already, but we've decided to live well anyway.
Yeah.
We have made the most of it. We found other opportunities for you to hopefully be able to make some income so you can be putting it towards a car and insurance and all that kind of thing. And also to be able to, like, develop your career. I feel like this past year you've really honed in on what it is you want to do when you graduate from high school, which what is that?
I want to be a director, cinematographer, and editor.
So basically, you want to go to Hollywood. Like, you want to go to film school, and you want film to be your career.
Yeah.
And so we've really been able to kind of figure that out this year because you tried a lot of different things. I mean, you played sports, you've done band, and you were able by the end of the year to be like, okay, these are the things that I really love and I really want to invest in. It's been so cool to see you get to that place.
Like, yeah, it has. There's been a lot of growth in me personally, like a lot of things that I think differently about now. Like basketball, I used to really want to do that in the start of the year. That's why I almost didn't do like jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And then I very much disliked it. It didn't go the way I hoped. So now I'm like not going to play basketball. And sports, really, I don't know. I might try and do tennis, maybe golf. But with being the head of the film club, I want to put a lot of time into that.
And also, you're in two bands.
I'm in.
You do jazz. Go ahead.
Jazz and the band that I'll be in next year. And then when sports come around, I will also do the pep band.
Yeah. So you'll be at all the home basketball games, all the home football games.
Actually, some of the away games, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because we went to away football games, so I don't know about basketball. But
yeah, I don't know. But you guys are definitely going to be busy with a lot of different things.
Busy, yeah.
So I can't wait for you to have that license.
Yeah.
It's gonna make a big difference.
That'll be very nice.
But we're also glad that you're doing driver's ed in the summer, because it really would have been impossible this year with the workload that you had and all the extracurriculars that you were doing, trying to devote the time to doing a good job at driver's ed. It was just going to be way too demanding.
It wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
I would have had to given up like jazz and everything to be able to do it. Maybe not jazz because that's in the mornings, but like pretty much.
It still would have been a ton of work on top of what you were already doing. So it's really worked out this summer to make it happen so that you can get it all taken care of. And then you will be behind the wheel of my precious car.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous. But
what? Nervous? What?
Yes, I am. I know you're cautious, but still, it's a thing. So we're going to start doing that, and it's going to be a really full summer, but it's really cool to be able to see you, like, utilizing your time well. And where I had been nervous, like, a month and a half ago, like, oh my gosh, he's just going to sit and play Fortnite, and what's that other game you play? Rocket League, like, all day, and,
That was never the plan.
I know it was never the plan.
It was to play it, make clips, and edit it.
I know. But I really feel like now you have, like, filled your summer with really productive things that you're going to carry over into the school year.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully this, like, the Fiverr stuff is going to continue to be, like, a side job that you can have even throughout the school year.
Yeah.
And the YouTube thing, you know, hopefully you're going to get that to a point where you can start making some money off of that. And
consistency.
Yeah.
If I can be consistent, that would be amazing.
Yeah. And it's just, like, training you in, like, all these entrepreneurial things that are also leading you to hopefully be able to have things to put on your resume for your career. And
had a YouTube channel, was a film, I forgot.
Editor?
Film editor and film president in a
school. Yeah, oh, so. For sure. That one's a huge one. So, and we're coming up with all sorts of fun ideas for you to be doing for that for next year.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really cool to be your mom.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
You're pretty awesome.
Thank you.
And you're fun. So
you're pretty fun too.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, and it's fun too. I feel like, I mean, you are my artsy kid, but we've really connected. I mean, we've always, like, watched shows together and that sort of thing, but it went to a different level this year, like watching things for the Oscars.
Yeah.
And, like, we really invested in that together and enjoyed watching the awards show together. And it's going to be really fun this next year to maybe incorporate, like, your film club into doing that.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Making predictions and comparing the different films. And it's just, it leads to us being able to have a lot of fun conversations. And we have a lot of shows that we are looking forward to watching this summer.
Are.
And so, you're a good time.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad to have you around.
I'm glad to have you around. If you weren't, then I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, that'd be a problem. But we have a lot of fun together.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully people think this is interesting and kind of how we have honed in a summer for him that I feel like isn't super traditional.
Yeah.
Of a 16-year-old just going out and getting, like, a normal job, because we just didn't have that ability, so we had to get creative. And I feel like you have been really game for that and really committed to that, and it's really pretty awesome to see.
Yeah.
So good job.
Thanks.
All right, I'll have to have you on the show again.
Yeah, hopefully this blows up like you and Emerson.
Yeah, we did have a little what was it? It wasn't TikTok. It was Instagram Reel that went
for the second time.
Not quite. It actually didn't go as viral as the one that we did together.
Yeah, but that's still two. You
and
Emerson.
Yeah, we did. We did have one that went somewhat viral earlier this week. But you guys will have to head over to Instagram to check that out.
Yeah.
But we are going to have, I have some plans for us on Instagram that we're going to do soon.
Okay.
So it'll be fun. All right. Well, let's get to the pool.
Yeah. Go be bold and gracious.
Thank you. Okay, ladies, I want to take a quick break and tell you about something that I have been taking lately that has really been revolutionizing how I'm dealing with all of my supplements and vitamins and all of that kind of thing and making me feel so much better. And that is Athletic Greens. I have been so pleasantly surprised by Athletic Greens. When I heard they were going to be sponsoring the show, I kind of dug in and started doing more research about them. Like, what's so great? I hear people talking about it. Is it really all it's cracked up to be? And I was surprised and delighted to find out that it truly is. I was shocked to see just how much they pack into Athletic Greens, things that I've been taking on their own that now I've just been able to lump together in this one drink that I take every single day. And it is packed full of so many things that I wasn't even getting in my supplements, but now I'm getting every single day when I drink my Athletic Greens. So exactly what is the deal with Athletic Greens? Well, with just one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods. I was really impressed by the variety that they have in there. Probiotics, which I also really like that they have just prepackaged these right into your AG1. So you're getting it all in one shot. And adaptogens. You've heard me talk about adaptogens on the show before, how important they are for combating all kinds of different stress in our bodies. And now I'm getting everything all in this one drink. So with this special blend of ingredients, you support your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's got all of the things all in one. I personally usually drink my Athletic Greens early in the afternoon as kind of like a jump start to the rest of my day. It has been so refreshing. It tastes really good. I have not had any complaints about the taste, and I've even been able to get some of my kids to drink it. And it's just become a part of my lifestyle. I love that it has less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything while it still tastes good. And it's been really cost effective because I've been able to replace so many other supplements that I was taking and just drink my Athletic Greens. And I'm not the only one who thinks this. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. I really love that they are also a climate-neutral certified company, and they're very socially conscious. For every purchase, they donate to organizations helping to get nutritious food to kids in need, including No Kid Hungry here in the U.S. So if you want to reap the same benefits that I have been, then right now is the time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/livewell. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/livewell to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay, well, I think that wraps things up. You guys, if you want to find Roman's YouTube channel and show him a little bit of support, he would so appreciate it. And he is an awesome guy. If you guys have any, you know, interest in tech stuff, if your kids are interested in gaming or anything like that, it would be awesome if you could subscribe to him. You can find him at It's Just Roman on YouTube. And you can also find a link to his channel in our show notes to be able to just get there really quickly and be able to subscribe. So thank you so much to those of you who do that. It means a lot to me as his mom, and I know that it means a lot to him. Also, as long as you're over on YouTube, I would love for you to subscribe to me as well. You can go to youtube.com/MackenzieKappa and find my channel. It's a little slow going, but I am trying to get out more content over there. I'm also trying to post all of the reels that I'm creating on Instagram over on YouTube as well. And I have been upping my reel game lately. They're a little silly, but we're having a lot of fun this summer as a family creating those reels. And so if you want to be able to see all of our goofiness and what we are doing, be sure to follow me either on YouTube or on Instagram or both. Both would be awesome. You can find me on Instagram at instagram.com/MackenzieKappa or just at MackenzieKappa when you are searching on Instagram. I would love to connect with you there. It is also a great place that I chat with a lot of you in the DMs. I love hearing from you guys. I love hearing what episodes you like. You know, this one was a little bit of a change of pace from what we normally do. We're throwing some things at the wall and seeing what sticks and what works well. And so if you liked this episode, or there are certain topics you would love to hear on the show, or certain guests you would love to have on the show, then don't be afraid to reach out and let me know. I love chatting with you guys. It helps me to know what is working, what you guys are interested in, what would compel you to share the podcast with some of your friends. Let me know over on Instagram at MackenzieKappa. All right, That is all for this week, ladies. I hope you are having a wonderful week thus far and a great June. And until next time, go be bold and gracious.